It's the Finsiders with your host, Jesse Agler.
Welcome back to the Finsiders, Jesse Agler and Sam Madison. Radio Row in New York City. We're now joined by a Super Bowl winner and an NFL legend, quarterback Joe Theismann, joining us on set. Joe, great to see you. How are you enjoying the week?
Jesse, it's great. And I probably should turn this ring the other way.
Yeah. You and John Riggins both.
Well, being on a Miami Dolphins show, I should turn the ring. I'll respect the Miami Dolphins this way because Shue's mad at me enough. Coach Shue is mad at me enough not becoming a Dolphin in 71, then winning the World Championship in 82. And what a lot of people don't realize is I actually played in Super Bowl 17, played in Super Bowl 18, and I broadcast Super Bowl 19, which was the Miami Dolphins and the San Francisco 49ers with Don Meredith and Frank Gifford. So I've been around the Dolphins in some not very pleasant moments, and so I apologize to everybody in South Florida.
We won't hold that against you. Maybe the one, but not the one where you're on television.
I know, right?
At least. So, you know, you've been around a lot of Super Bowls, as we just said, broadcaster, player. New York City this week. I think coming in, some people were concerned that the town was going to swallow the spectacle of the Super Bowl. And I guess it depends where you are, but this thing still feels like a pretty big deal here.
It is a big deal, but it's so spread out. And New York is such a big deal anyway all the time. And being a guy from Jersey, let me just say this. And this, I got a name tag on. I just did a show. Let me take that thing off. This is who I am, by the way. I'm Joe. I'm figuring it out. Being a Jersey guy, I look at this as the Jersey Super Bowl. It's in New Jersey. The Giants play in Jersey. The Jets play in Jersey. They practice in Jersey. I don't know why they just don't call themselves the Jerseys, whatever they want to do. So for me, I think New York City is what New York City is. It's a great experience. I feel bad for some of the people that maybe thought that the weather was going to be much worse than it is. That's why I think I agree with your owner. I agree with a lot of teams that say, let's keep the Super Bowl in places where the fan experience can be won outside all week. I mean, Tuesday and Wednesday here was single digits.
Yep.
You couldn't go outside. You were stuck inside. So I'm not a big fan of northeastern or cold environment Super Bowls that are outdoors in stadiums. I think they ought to be indoors for the players' sake.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you talk about New Jersey, New York, you know, a situation to where these fans have an opportunity just to experience that. But, you know, when you're talking about filling up that stadium, having everybody safe and all of those different things, you're right. You know, you want to have those in warm weather climates. But when you look at the game today, a lot of different rule changes, a lot of different aspects of the game has changed, you know, versus when you guys played. What do you think about the rule changes and the way that the game is being played today?
You know, it's funny, Sam. This is, I call it the new NFL. The NFL is not what it was before because it's so wide open. It's officiated differently. I mean, I see penalties today. You were a DB.
Yes, sir.
You'd slam somebody. You'd hit somebody. But the bottom line is you would get a penalty, but it wouldn't be for hitting somebody too hard. Now, the penalties aren't unnecessary roughness. It's I hit you too hard. You lay guys out and you try and separate them from the ball. They're trying to take that part away from the game. I think we're a wide open football game. Certainly head issues, concussions are something that I'd like to talk about in a second when it comes to youth football as well. But we are a different game of football. But yet you watch a game like the Super Bowl and you watch Peyton Manning work. And it's like Rembrandt and Picasso. We actually get to sit in the studio with one of the great artists of professional football and watch him work, and that's so exciting for me.
That's a great analogy. I like that a lot. Joe Theismann is here. We just mentioned rules safety, and I know you are working with youth football, which is huge in South Florida, to make sure not only that the kids are getting taught right, but that the parents are aware of all the safety options that are out there, especially when it comes to equipment.
Well, there's a company called Unequal, and there's a website called unequal.com, which I would encourage parents to go to and take a look at the technology that's available that goes inside the helmet. It's a Kevlar matting that goes inside the helmet. It's called a gyro, and it's fit to a lot of different sizes of helmets. And what basically we've done is Pop Warner and Unequal are partnering and looking forward to partnering, I should say, of advancing protection for Pop Warner football. And the National Federation of High Schools has approved the product that Unequal has to go into their helmets. And as a parent, I know how important safety is. And probably the biggest point I can make is Kurt Warner, as we all know, was vehemently against his kids playing football. He sought out the technology of Unequal And now his kids play football because he found the technology. So as a parent, you want to look at the scientific background. You want to look at the technology that goes into a product. And Pop Warner's been losing ground when it comes to kids enrolling. But what are the things we learned in Pop Warner football?
Teamwork.
Teamwork, working together,
together.
Disciplines,
yeah.
Learning how to win, learning how to lose. All those fundamentals were taught to me as a Pop Warner football player. And I want to see the kids get that same opportunity and chance that you and I both had, Sam, being able to play Pop Warner football.
What was the website one more time?
The website is unequal.com.
Great stuff. Joe Theismann, wonderful to see you. Thanks for stopping
by. Thanks, guys. Great to be with you.
All right,
I can
John,
turn my
to
ring around now.